chatting with Darren Smith. He is the Meadville boys basketball coach. Had a game last night, 59-45 victory against Norburn. And good evening, Coach.
Good evening.
Well, you had a pretty good game last night.
We did have a pretty good game last night. Played a good Norburn team.
All right, you want to tell us how it started out?
Well, we came out, seems like we're coming out just a little flat right now, and I feel like our boys are, ready for districts to start, I guess. We're ready for the grind and to get into district play. Came out and Norburn jumped on top of us. I believe it was 9-2 at one point. We battled back to get within 3 after 1 and then take a 1-point lead into half. Kind of got a good third and a good fourth quarter going. Defensively, I thought we were pretty good in the third quarter, held them to 8 points. And then outscored them by 6 in the fourth. So really it was just a matter of us figuring out what we needed to do and then executing what we decided at halftime needed to happen offensively and defensively.
Now looking back on the regular season, because last night was your last game of the season, right?
That's correct.
Looking back over the season, your overall record 19-3. Your boys did pretty well during just the season. We're not even talking about the conference record yet.
Yeah, we've had a decent season, pretty decent season. A couple games we lost in overtime, and the game against the Novinger, the conference game that we lost was in overtime, and then Tuesday night lost to Glasgow by 2, which is a perennial tough team and real good game. Had an opportunity to win that game, missed a shot. They came down and hit a shot. So, it's been a pretty good year for us. I feel like the kids have progressed from the first game to right now, and I feel fairly comfortable going into districts.
Now, Coach, I know you're probably going to be losing some seniors this year. Do you want to give a shout-out to your seniors since this is the end of the regular season?
Yes. I lose 2 seniors. Colton Friesner started for me for 3 years. Been a solid performer for 3 years for us. Really appreciate the contributions he's made. Then Trevor Corzett, another senior, comes off the bench for me. He's been a kid that has stayed with me for 3 years and is getting some pretty good playing time this year and had an injury there around Christmas time. And so both those guys will be missed whenever we come back next year.
Do want to pause for just a second and let you coaches know out there, you can call us 800-214-2173. Again, 800-214-2173 for your basketball coach interview. For tonight's fifth quarter show, we will be airing these at 10 o'clock. That number one more time, 800-214-2173. Now, if you're just tuning in, Darren Smith, Meadville boys basketball coach, on the line with me now. Had a game against Norburn last night, 59-45. Overall record, 19-3. Conference record, 7-1. And, Coach, can we talk about some of your conference games?
Sure. We changed conferences this year, went to the Tri-County Conference, which is Northeast. And it's been a good move for us. We've run up against some good schools. You've got some perennial powerhouse teams in La Plata, Novinger, and Bevere was awful good this year. So it was a move that we made looking for just something different. More kids that direction seems like than the CLA we were in. The CLA conference has been a great conference for many years, and we sure miss the affiliation we've had with that. But this has been a good move for us. We've been happy with that move.
Before we talk about districts, we touched on your senior boys, the couple that are leaving you this year. Do you have a lot of juniors coming up, taking their place?
I do. I start 4 juniors. Cade Shiflett's led us this year in scoring and led us again last night with 22 and had 13 rebounds. TJ Schmitz is shooting 50% from threes and really had a fantastic year. And Dalton Palmer's my point guard, shoots the ball really well and kind of runs the offense for us. And I've got a couple kids in Blake Burkholder and Logan Newland, that's the 5th and 6th guy, that have made solid contributions to our team this year. So, yeah, we've got a good nucleus that will return for next year.
All right, and also looking back on this season, the regular season games, did you have any injuries or a lot of illnesses this year?
Well, we, just like everybody else, the flu bug comes through in January usually and hits you in. I've had a few kids miss games here, there, and yon. Then we had, like I said, with Trevor, had an injury there at the end of the year, and so he's been out since January. So, yeah, no more than anybody else has. It's just something you kind of deal with and next man up.
All right, Coach. And will you please let everyone know how you look as far as districts go?
Well, we're the 2 seed in our district. The game against Novinger that we lost in overtime, which was a conference school, they'll be the 1 seed in our district. You know, our district is going to be tough, just like everybody's is. We've got a good new town team in it, and Green City and Grundy County, you know, we play, our starts tomorrow, and we play a Grundy County team that we've played 3 times this year already, and they're an awful good 7 seed. So, you know, it's going to be a battle, and we're going to have to come ready to play, but I think my kids, with the experience they have, I think they'll be ready to go come tomorrow.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add this evening?
I believe that's it for tonight. I sure appreciate your coverage.
All right, Coach. Thank you very much. Meadville Norburn boys basketball coach Darren Smith. Game last night against Norburn, 59-45 victory. Overall record 19-3. Conference record 7-1. He and his team, part of KMZU's fifth quarter show.